Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu calls for according highest priority to girls' education as the most effective way to promote women-led development. Presents National Teachers Awards 2025 in New Delhi. Reduction in goods and services tax rates announced by the centre being widely welcomed by various sections of society in the country. India welcomes positive developments towards resolving ongoing Ukraine conflict. United States announces visa restrictions on nationals from Central America accused of working for China's Communist Party. Eid Milad un-Nabi and Onam being celebrated with enthusiasm in the country. And IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall over Gujarat region, Rajasthan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra today. President Draupadi Murmu has said that providing the best possible education to daughters is the most effective way to promote women-led development. Addressing the gathering after presenting the National Teachers Awards 2025 in New Delhi today, the President emphasized that girls' education should be accorded the highest priority. She added that investment in daughters' education is a priceless contribution to the development of families, society and the nation.
बालिकाओं की शिक्षा को सर्वाधिक महत्व दिया जाना चाहिए बेटियों की शिक्षा में निवेश करके हम अपने परिवार समाज और राष्ट्र के निर्माण में अमूल्य निवेश करते हैं आधुनिक भारत में स्त्री शिक्षा की आधारशिला रखने वाली सावित्रीबाई फुले जी की स्मृति में मैं उनको सादर नमन करती हूँ
The president expressed happiness that the gross enrollment ratio of girls in higher education has shown a significant rise in recent years. The president said education empowers individuals, enabling children from the weakest backgrounds to achieve remarkable progress. President Murmu highlighted that the National Education Policy 2020 lays special emphasis on making education more accessible and seamless at the school level.
राष्ट्रीय शिक्षा नीति का उद्देश्य है कि भारत एक ग्लोबल नॉलेज सुपर पावर बने इसके लिए ये अनिवार्य है कि हमारी शिक्षकों की पहचान विश्व के सर्वश्रेष्ठ शिक्षकों के रूप में हो स्कूल एजुकेशन हायर एजुकेशन और स्किल एजुकेशन शिक्षा के इन तीनों क्षेत्रों में हमारी संस्थानों और शिक्षकों को बढ़ चढ़कर योगदान देना है इस दिशा में हमारे शिक्षण संस्थान और शिक्षक आगे बढ़ रहे हैं
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article written by Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan in an English daily on the significance of the National Education Policy, NEP 2020. In the article, Mr. Pradhan has described the NEP 2020 as central to India's journey towards self-reliance and development. The reduction in goods and services tax, GST, on several items announced by the central government recently has brought relief to various sections of society. On this Independence Day, from the ramparts of the Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had announced the next generation of GST reforms with a focus on the common man by Diwali. The Prime Minister's vision of creating a more efficient and citizen-friendly economy was realized as the GST Council on the 3rd of this month approved rates rationalization, simplifying the indirect tax system into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5, 12, 18 and 28%. An additional slab of 40% has been introduced for select items, including tobacco and luxury items. The GST reforms will come into effect from the 22nd of this month. These reforms have reduced tax rates in many sectors, easing the life of citizens. From homemakers to students and farmers, people across the country are welcoming the move as a step towards easing everyday financial burdens and promoting inclusive growth. Talking to Akashvani News, a Delhi-based resident, Lakshmi Narayan, highlighted how the GST reductions in the education sector will benefit students in purchasing various stationery products.
अभी ये जीएसटी के जो रेट कम किए हैं सरकार ने, हिसाब से मैं ये शिक्षा के क्षेत्र में बहुत अच्छा सराहनीय कदम है। इसमें कम से कम बच्चों की जो पढ़ाई पे इतना खर्चा होता है कि हिसाब से अब देखा जाए तो साथ में जैसे स्टेशनरी है तो उनको वो थोड़ा सस्ता पड़ेगा, और उस हिसाब से कदम बहुत ही सराहनीय है।
Another resident of Delhi, Alisha, said these reforms will make daily essentials more affordable and will help in purchasing more items.
जैसे गवर्नमेंट ने नमकीन, कॉर्नफ्लेक्स, पास्ता, भुजिया, नूडल्स, चॉकलेट वगैरह पर टैक्स को कम किया है, इससे काफी बेनिफिट होगा। चीजों के रेट्स और कम हो जाएंगे तो हम अब ज्यादा चीजें खरीद पाएंगे। इन सुधारों से बहुत ज्यादा फायदा होगा और हमारे पैसे भी बचेंगे। तो हाँ, ये अच्छा फैसला लिया है गवर्नमेंट ने।
A class 8 student from Mumbai, Vaibhav, thanked the center for waiving off GST on educational items.
The central government has waived off GST on educational items like notebooks, stationery, maps, charts, and all these items will get cheaper. I think it's a great move by the government. It will certainly help children from the weaker sections of society. I would like to thank the government.
A farmer from Maharashtra, Navnath Desai, thanked the central government wholeheartedly for reducing taxes on tractors, fertilizers, agricultural tools and irrigation equipment.
मेरा नाम नवनाथ देसाई। केंद्र सरकार ने अभी ट्रैक्टर, खाद, खेती के औजार और सिंचाई के सामान पर टैक्स कम कर दिया है। मैं किसान होने के नाते इसमें मेरा और मेरे किसान भाइयों का खर्चा काफी कम होगा और हमारी आमदनी और बचत बढ़ेगी, इसलिए मैं बड़े दिल से सरकार का धन्यवाद देता हूँ।
Our correspondent takes a look at the GST reforms undertaken in the education sector.
The GST Council approved the exemption of several educational and stationery products from GST. Items like exercise books, pencil, sharpener, graph books, maps, globes and laboratory notebooks, which previously attracted a 12% GST rate, are now tax-free. Other stationery items such as mathematical, geometry and color boxes have also been cut down from 12% to 5%. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said that GST has been removed from many items, while on several others it has been reduced to 5%. He said this will ease the financial burden on citizens, especially in the education sector.
दो दिन से देश की वित्त मंत्री जी ने मीटिंग करके जीएसटी काउंसिल में सर्वसम्मत नई जीएसटी रिफॉर्म को लागू किया है, जिसमें विशेष करके भारत की सामान्य लोग, भारत की मध्यवर्गीय, भारत की उद्योग, अनेक उपकरण का एजुकेशन इंस्ट्रूमेंट की बहुत सस्ता हुई है। कई चीजों में टैक्स उठ गया है, कई चीजों में 5% की ब्रैकेट में टैक्स आ गई है। इसमें शिक्षा पे नागरिकों की स्पेंडिंग बढ़ेगी, देश में इकोनॉमी की गति बढ़ेगी, सर्कुलर इकोनॉमी को बल मिलेगा, ये मेरा पूरा विश्वास है।
द डिसीजन ऑफ GST Council will directly ease the financial burden on parents and also have a broad impact on educational institutions, students and providers of educational materials and services across the country. With Dipendra Kumar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Senior BJP leader and Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has termed the next generation GST reforms taken recently as historic and comprehensive. Briefing media at the party headquarters in New Delhi this afternoon, Mr. Goyal said significant relief has been provided to the country's consumers, which will be impactful for ease of doing business. Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, inaugurated a green hydrogen pilot plant and several other development projects at V.O. Chidambaranar Port at Tuticorin in Tamil Nadu today. He also laid the foundation stones for multiple projects. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal said the shipping industry is witnessing massive growth through port-led development initiatives. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. India has welcomed the recent positive developments towards resolving the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. It emphasized the need for dialogue and diplomacy to resolve the conflict while voicing concern over the war's collateral consequences, including prices of fuel, saying countries of the global south have been left to fend for themselves. India's permanent representative to the United Nations, P. Harish, was speaking in the UN General Assembly during a debate on the Ukraine conflict.
India welcomes recent positive developments in this direction. We endorse the summit meeting in Alaska between U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. We appreciate the progress made at the Alaska summit. We also note the subsequent diplomatic efforts by the U.S. President in engaging with Ukrainian President and European leaders in Washington, D.C. Prime Minister Narendra Modi remains in touch with President Putin, President Zelensky, and European leadership on the evolving situation.
The United States has announced a new visa restriction policy targeting certain Central American nationals accused of acting on behalf of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, and undermining the rule of law. In a press statement, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio yesterday announced a new visa restriction policy to allow the U.S. to restrict American visas for nationals from Central American countries who are intentionally acting on behalf of the CCP and knowingly direct, authorize, fund and provide significant support to or carry out activities that undermine the rule of law in the region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will call on the Prime Minister of Bhutan, Dasho Shering Tobge, in New Delhi this evening. The Bhutanese Prime Minister arrived in India on Wednesday on a four-day visit. He is scheduled to arrive in the national capital after attending programs in Ayodhya in Uttar Pradesh. Punjab continues to battle severe flooding across all 23 districts, with border districts of Gurdaspur, Amritsar, Firozpur, Fazilka and Pathankot among the worst affected. Fresh alerts have now been issued in parts of Ludhiana and Patiala due to the rising water levels in the Satluj River. More from our correspondent.
Over 1,900 villages and more than 3.80 lakh population in Punjab has been affected due to floods, and 43 persons have lost their life. Loss of standing crops have also been reported in 1.71 lakh hectares of submerged land. The joint checkpost of the BSF at Hosainiwala in Firozpur has also been inundated. The beating the retreat ceremony has been cancelled for the general public till further orders. Rescue and relief operations are on war footing. 28 Army, Navy and Air Force units are active in Gurdaspur, Amritsar, Firozpur, Pathankot, Jalandhar and other districts. Around 35 helicopters of Indian Air Force and Army are providing air support for evacuation and relief supply. Besides, the BSF and NDRF are also assisting in relief operations. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In Himachal Pradesh, with the monsoon rains easing slightly in the state, relief and rescue operations have gained momentum in the affected areas. Uttarakhand is witnessing clear weather today, providing much-needed relief to the people after weeks of incessant rainfall. The India Meteorological Department has issued red colour warning for very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat region today. The Met Department forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Rajasthan, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Saurashtra, Kutch and Madhya Pradesh today. In Delhi NCR, heavy rainfall is expected during the day. Keralites across the globe are celebrating Thiruvanam today. It is the most important and vibrant festival of Kerala. The harvest festival, which symbolizes the homecoming of the legendary King Mahabali, is celebrated with great enthusiasm across communities, irrespective of caste or religion. In Kerala, devotees offered special prayers at major temples, including Sabarimala, Guruvayur and Trikakara. The Onam celebrations will continue till Tuesday. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings and wishes to the citizens on the occasion of Onam. Eid Milad-un-Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Hazrat Muhammad, is being celebrated with religious fervour in various parts of the country today. Milad Mehfils and Seerat conferences are being held, highlighting the life and teachings of Prophet Muhammad. Milad processions are also being organised to mark the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the nation on the occasion of Milad-un-Nabi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu calls for according highest priority to girls' education as the most effective way to promote women-led development. Presents National Teachers Awards 2025 in New Delhi. Reduction in goods and services tax rates announced by the centre being widely welcomed by various sections of the society in the country. India welcomes positive developments towards resolving ongoing Ukraine conflict. United States announces visa restrictions on nationals from Central America accused of working for China's Communist Party. Eid Milad-un-Nabi and Onam being celebrated with enthusiasm in the country. And IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall over Gujarat region, Rajasthan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra today. And with that, we end the midday news.